Anyway.
So guys, thanks and welcome back to the channel, Reality Rewind. And the one and only segment we'll probably be doing for a while, Vanderpump Rewind. Yeah, Vanderpump Rules Rewind. So tonight's look is totally inspired by Kristen Doty. She's going to be on here soon. If you notice me looking this direction, guys, I'm really, really sorry. It's because that's where the TV is and like where I am. And I'm trying to like see what you all see. And I'm just like, I can't wait to see what it looks like rolling back, right? Because I don't know what I'm looking like when I'm looking this way. But anyways, guys, so sorry about the last episode. I had to grow up and take like a serious job in like working in like, a career. You know what I'm saying? Because this is legit a hobby. You know what I mean? So thank you for your support. And don't forget to support Princess Lightfoot over there, okay? Yeah, seriously. Because I don't have much time for any of this anymore. And so legit understand that I'm doing this because I love the show. I love watching it with you. So yeah, and also subscribe. So we didn't totally recap last week's episode because I'm legit that goddamn busy. But tonight, it is Tuesday. It actually just came on. So I'm not getting the French toast from the seat until I do that yet. And I said this was inspired by Kristen Doty. Tom and Ariana are living with each other and they're using a slightly Asian looking woman to like, I'm one to talk. But no, like, because yeah, I think she's slightly Asian looking. Like, she doesn't look all the way Asian. So yeah, so now she's like been inserted there and it's like she is like Ariana's shadow. And she is the part of Ariana that would be faking like they're together. Like it's such like a rich people thing to do this. I know they're like rich now. They have like super uber money. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can like hire like a mediator to be in your home, you like break up with somebody. That's I don't know that it's helping Tom though. He looks really, 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 really sad. But that could legit be because of the breakup that he had with Tom. You know what I'm saying? And I legit said that. I legit said that that was happening in my last thing, guys. I'm always onto something.
It's literally just the loudest, like, is this sort of like psychological warfare?
Sweet. Ariana is funny as shit. She's like not ha okay. So I guess like this with this. This that's so fucking weird. OMG. Ariana is funny as shit. She's not having this shit. She's no, that's really fucking inappropriate. And I'll call the cops. She's gonna call the cops. So this is just like okay, so now I understand why this is working out for them with them still being there because she's enjoying torturing Tom. And he's enjoying the torture because he feels like he deserves the torture because he's messed up with Schwartz.
Would be loud music playing, mess, disgusting everywhere. And it would be like 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 in the morning. But now that we're not together, I'm not putting up with that. I don't know if you got my point.
And now it's not just like she releases the message. Just
for a while, right?
Like she's so if they're living there, they must live there too. So I
think this deal is brokered. Like, okay. First of all,
and free rent because I'm living here mediating you two fuckers, and that's weird, right? Free rent off the break and free meals. Like, what she probably does is the things that like Ariana would do for him as a girlfriend, and what Ari and what Tom would do for Ariana as a boyfriend. So then they
things she like the laundry,
the cleaning, so then there's no tension about who does what. She does the shopping, she listens to both of their gripes, and she mediates.
now
She is not cooking and cleaning along with the mediation of the text messages and the relaying of the communication that you guys need to hire. I am so mad that I do not live like wherever you guys are, that I cannot do that job for you because that is fucking amazing. It's fucking amazeballs. And if it was like 10 years, 20 years ago, I would drop everything and I would come and do that fucking job for you guys. Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. And the lady's just like, it's weird. I think it's weird and hilarious. It's great. It's so, 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 so borderline toxic, but with a couple of dollars, it's just, it's the new age of relationing. All right. So far, this is, and guys, don't forget to subscribe to Princess Lightfoot. If not for anything else, YouTuber news. I'll be recording that shortly after. And those would be the videos for the week, darling. And so I just realized when James was talking about graham cracker that this will be the perfect time to practice my English accent, darling. Who, I can't believe what the gentleman said, and it's actually from London. Oh, this hair is awful. Don't forget, you can cash at me your donations at @PrincessLightfoot. And in the event, graham cracker nickname. I love that. The dog literally looks like a little cute graham cracker. Like, oh my gosh. So anyway, I think it's so crazy how like white people break up and it's like a divorce and it, because they get like animals. And I've literally seen situations on other shows where like the person, and in real life, where the other person literally takes the other person to the dog. You know, they, okay. The situation in real life that actually happened was like, there's a girl who like her ex-boyfriend would like take the dog up to see her on the lunch break.
So guys, yeah, I literally just want
to say that it was cute, and we're back to Tom. I mean, graham cracker is cute, but the whole thing about like going through that for like a dog is just like too much. Like, just break it off. Just break it off. Just get another dog that looks just like it. They're cloning our food. So I'm pretty sure they're cloning animals, unfortunately. So I just realized something. Things are changing, guys. Like, everything is changing so drastically. It was like bad enough. I'm going to tell you, when Wendy Williams left TV, that's when I realized like things were getting like really bad and really weird. And it was like so heartbreaking. And I was like, okay, this is just like just hitting us with a really hard blow before they start breaking all this shit up. And then like, this guy is now on the show because literally nobody wants to film with Tom. Either that or like, well, he says like, cause he lost like everybody. Like, this is really, really sad. But then ironically, we just find out that it you know, Tom is so full of shit. Now be used. Oh gosh, my microphone's going in and out. Guys, I'm so sorry. Tom is so full of shit now. I just feel like every single thing is calculated because it just so happens to be that, okay, so the long-term friend knows Raquel. It's a mutual friend of Raquel. They're acting like they all went to school together. He certainly didn't work at CERT.
Yeah,
he wants to just give her a big hug. Don't you know that Ariana's gonna watch this back? I hope you guys are still living together. This is a fight happening right now.
Very much in love with Raquel. I'm hoping and in our relationship.
What? So now we're just gonna be completely honest. The knife goes deeper in Ariana's fucking back.
A real chance. How's it been here?
It's not good, right?
No, good. I asked if we could, you know, have people here, and she was just like, no.
I just talked to Ariana.
Yeah.
How is the living situation going, Tom? So tomorrow's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Ann was like, hey, he wants to have a party here tomorrow. He said that he would get you a hotel. I'm like, this is my house. I will be at my house.
Right, but I also think that from just like a logical standpoint, he's allowed to have a party at his house.
That's true.
But I'm also allowed to call the cops for a noise complaint. But why would you do that?
Okay, Ariana looks so crazy right now, and I literally gotta start like pausing this for editing purposes. Ariana looks so psychotic. Like, this is not good for your literal mental health. Like, this wig is not good for the contouring of my nose. That's literally crazy as shit. He broke the home so he doesn't get to keep it. Yes, just fucking let him keep it. Some people break the homes and leave it, and they don't even give money, like any compensation. Like, what are you talking about? If he broke the home, then it's broken. What use, what good is it to you to stay in a broken home? It's breaking you. Trying to break him is breaking you. And these are like seconds and moments of your life that you can't get back, that you could be spending, like, literally giving it all to somebody else that deserves you, or at least giving it to yourself, like you deserve it. Like, because obviously you need so much more time to heal. You shouldn't be dating anybody right now. You should just be fucking them, you know, safely, of course. But yeah, you just need to get like that kind of release off and just be done with it. Like, you should not be trying to have a relationship with anyone. And this is the thing that people do that is really, really stupid. This is why the cheating doesn't work. And this is why you just need to end the relationship that you were in the moment you like are starting. I think it should be the moment you're getting interested in other people, but that could just be like a normal thing that happens, I guess. Being like attracted to people is different than being interested in them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, if you've gone as far as to get someone's contact information and you're like talking to them, you're fucking cheating. And just let the other person know, like, look, this isn't working out. I am like literally, or just let them know that you're literally interested in somebody else, because this is bullshit. Because what'll happen is then you'll cheat, then you'll get cheated on by that person you cheated with because you broke the home that you were already in. You fucked up the relationship that you already had. Like, it's so stupid. And I feel like guys make this mistake more than women, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's just like a selfish people, selfish person thing. Yeah, or just like self-fucking centered, or maybe they're just too insecure to like, because you feel it's sick, right? I think some people feel better to know that they're sneaking around. You know what I'm saying? Then that's sick and that's wicked. That means that the person that you're with are like really doesn't even like you, because it's like they know that they're doing something that's gonna hurt you and that's gonna crush you and break you once you find out, like a big blow, rather than like the person that cares and they would just be like honest with you. So, and then I mean, at the level that Tom hurt Ariana, it's like he fucking hates her. Ugh. And it's like, Ariana, I know you want to like hurt him back. I know it. You want to see that he feels the way you felt, but you're not going to see that. You're not. And that's how it is with in some situations and with some men. I can't believe Tom was like that either. You could have wasted on a hotter man with better dick. I know. But don't waste any more time. Just go and find it.
How old is he? He just turned 40. 40, never been married, has no kids. That made my nipples hard just now. God, they just went ding. Ding.
And Lala, everybody else's mind making her nipples hard as usual. So, just at the part, well, you guys didn't, I just pressed the recording at this, where she's talking about the Asian man that she's dating. And I mean, they went back and they played her and Tom's relationship. And on every occasion where they were asked about children, they were complete opposite. Her 0 to his 4, 3 to 4. That's insane. So at that point, we don't need to buy a house together because we don't see eye to eye. So it's like, Ariana, you played games with him when you froze these eggs. And Tom, you should have seen the play. You shouldn't have even agreed to buying a house with her. It's like at some point, it's like if you look like in your face and in your eyes when you were with her and sneaking around with Raquel, then you've been feeling that way for a way longer time. So
as soon as Tom Schwartz comes to sit down,
she's like, "Do you guys need to go for a walk?" She doesn't want to be around Tom. It's so ridiculous. Katie looks great. I don't know what it is. She looks amazing this season. She looks amazing.
These are their words.
We did ask Sam about to step away from Schwartz and Sandy's. And my partners told Tom if he comes in, they're going to close the doors and he's not welcome there. However, what? I didn't expect him to just fully check out. I thought he would be more proactive in terms of pitching ideas on how to weather this, you know? And you just kind of...
What the fuck did you expect him to do? That's crazy. That's crazy. So the fucking investors walk the French toast. Oh my gosh. So if they don't want anything to do with Tom, what do you want him to say, Schwartz? It's like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. It's not like that, honestly, you guys. It's just like saying you guys can't do like business together.
It's like if you guys are pals.
And you guys chose such a consuming business so that you guys could be together.
Can't be together.
Oh my gosh, you guys need your wives now. I guess that's why, Tom, your wife just keeps getting up and walking away. But then they share a dog.
I think Tom
Schwartz and Katie share a dog, like custody of the dog. This is insane. And so Tom Sandoval, Raquel is gonna have to come back because this is gonna be crazy.
I don't think Sandoval was thinking, oh, I wonder if the takings at Schwartz and Sandy's will go down because I'm shagging my partner's best friend.
Yeah, I mean, of course he wasn't thinking about the repercussions of what happened with Schwartz and Sandy's, because he wasn't even thinking about what was going to happen in his own home with this woman who's like, I think they've been together like common law marriage amount of time. And then they were like going to get married. I this is crazy. Yeah, she reminds me of like, where are you from? She's like, in Scarface, is like, Baltimore. When they're all on the dance floor, that's what she's all like. She's all like that. I forgot what that lady's name was. Scarface's girlfriend that he took from the boss. Oh, look at Sheena Shea's guy.
Katie, and I was like, do you want to do it with us? Emo Night is a huge event where you get together, listen to the music, and if you're sad, it's because you're supposed to be sad. It's because it's Emo Night, but like your sad is in a happy place. It was like, this is a good thing that...
I don't know much about emo music, but I did see a comment that somebody left on Krishan Rock's YouTube page. She has a YouTube page, in case you guys didn't know. And if I don't even know if this girl, like, so Krishan Rock is such a bad way.
But
yeah, and so the guy goes, you should do emo. Yeah. So Sheena Shea has the, like the perfect guy. This guy is a great dad. He doesn't give me cheater vibes. He's actually hot. And it's just great. You know what I'm saying? He seems like he's smart. It's like unbelievable. And she, you know, Sheena, it's gold, right? I thought there was something else, but...
You know, to just help us rebound our friendship. So in April, the three of us DJed Emo Night together.
I wonder where Shay now. What's Shay going through? Because I think Shay had like drug issues. He looked like he was so unhappy with Sheena, though. He really needed somebody that was going to like cradle and coddle him for just being there and doing nothing. Because Sheena's like the star, you know what I mean? And he's just like, I'm so tired of being like your baggage handler.
Just so much fun. We're like, what's next one? Yeah. I asked TJ, what if we had Good as Gold as an emo, screamo cover?
Oh my gosh. You gotta leave Good as Gold alone, Sheena. I literally, Good as Gold is years old now. Sheena, do another song.
Today.
Start again in the
book? Yeah.
Get in there, little birdie.
Okay. All right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Is she going to do good?
You're rad and shoddy. Stop waiting for a sign. Come close and touch my body. Let the mother go on
time! Hey!
So good. Look, you guys have got the gap in the front. Let me see. I've got the gap in front of my chairs at the bottom.
Sexy.
Last song and music video. You You're not the best singer. Don't do music anymore. Let's move on.
You are not a singer. And the thing is, you don't have to be the best singer, Sheena. You just gotta make music that people want to listen to. Awesome. That was so inappropriate. Like that, I don't watch music videos, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know how salacious they're getting with things, but I know that that's
disturbing,
right? Because that's like, what are you doing? And I mean, that guy, what is up? It's like it's loving. So you make it like sexy, not sex, you know what I'm saying? You got you know what I'm saying, in the dark, and you have on like lace. And yeah, then you're simulating the ride thing. You're just doing the whole thing. Take some pole classes so you can really get into it. I didn't make people into stars, Shane. If you get with the right people, then you can be a star tomorrow. That's what you want. But you've got a really nice family, Sheena. And I would hate to see you lose Brock, I think is his name.
Just don't
do music, Sheena. So not worth it. So Sheena talks about having postpartum OCD, and that's really, yeah, I've never heard of it that way. That's crazy. So she's like, she's so worried about something happening. I mean, shit, it's a dangerous world. I say keep the baby with you as much as you can. I'm sorry that Sheena's going through that, but I'm really, really grateful. And to hear that she is more on the side of not just leaving, because my child is 5 years old and he's not with anyone. He's not ever been babysat ever. And he won't ever be. So, and that's rough. That's really, really rough. And not everybody can like do that. You know what I mean? And have that kind of a situation going on. So, imagine, you know what I'm saying? That being the situation, imagine where the bad thing had to have happened. You know what I'm saying? So, Sheena, you guys make enough money for the kid to go to private school. I hope so. And just like, if you don't, put away for that right now, because that's something that I am like trying to like do. So, yes, guys, hit the bell. And thank you for watching. You know what I mean? Because everything counts. And it's dangerous out here for our kids. And yeah, like, sheesh. You're a great mom, Sheena. You're a great mom. Don't worry about stuff.
The last thing I was going to do is be like drinking and going out while she was there. I figured we could do it together. And when she got out.
You're okay?
Yeah.
I feel like
Tom is really, really in love with Raquel, and it's very, very disturbing. So Ariana feels it. She knows, like, if she moves out the house, Ariana's going to move in. If Ariana moves out, Raquel's going to move in. And you're totally right. That's exactly what's looking like it's going to happen. That's very, very worrisome. Because just knowing that would, like, bother me. But just forget it. You got to move on. Get yourself a really, really nice Carrie Bradshaw apartment. Go to New York. Don't even stay there. Or, like, someplace close by. Well, all your friends are there. Whatever. Just go to another place in California that looks like New York. You know what I'm saying? Get a really nice apartment. But you got to leave this sick son of a bitch. Like, you got to. Like, you're still giving him what he wants. You're still there. That's sick. I can't believe he's this in love with Raquel.
I feel like you've become, like, almost like a mythological creature. Like a cryptid.
It's so heartbreaking.
Like, my bank account was literally overdrawn.
And your Brussels sprouts?
Are those roasted Brussels sprouts?
Moving $1,000 around into this account. I'm moving $500 from this account to cover our mortgage.
I've been pretty much paying for everything out of all my accounts. Mortgage, gardener, cleaning, utilities, everything. And it's kind of like pulling teeth to get Ariana to pay me back. It really hurt.
So she's probably trying to bleed him dry so then he won't be able to buy her out. So she's like, I'm not paying for anything. But then at the same time, Ariana, he's going to be able to present all of these receipts saying like he's been paying for this and paying for that. So they're probably going to make you go. Oh my gosh. This is crazy.
My rock star dreams.
So I don't know exactly what that means when Tom even asks, are you going to stick with me or what? I mean, like, they're friends. So of course it's going to be your friend. So then he goes, I'm going to do what's best for me. Yeah, the Tom Schwartz goes, says that. So I'm proud of you for that. And so then that means you should be working your way back into Katie's heart. Because I think that's what would be best for the both of you. But yeah. It looks like Tom Sandoval, he just, him and the investors wanted you to just give a shit. Like, try to repair it. Understand you don't want to be around, but write a letter and of an apology. Do an Instagram live of an open apology. You know, really be sorry toward Ariana because Ariana got a lot of public attention.
Ariana did like a
commercial. And Ariana was talking about how she did get like a brand deal because it was such like a bad breakup and it was so horrible what you did. Like, she's like a spokesperson for like some kind of thing. I don't know, that has to do with like single women now. So it's crazy. Like, so, like, you know, they didn't want to see you just run away from the situation that you made a mess of and that actually made you guys' business look bad. So it's like you abandoned them in the worst type of time. And then it was because of you and it's your shit. Like, so they're like, nah, you know what I mean? It was probably luck that you guys were even able to keep some investors, period. So yeah, this is crazy. So James's girlfriend has decided to take up astrology for a living, and she doesn't have like a natural gift, so I don't know how that actually works. Like, people are paying for her to go over their birth charts with them. I can see if you are legit burdened, and shout out to the people here on YouTube that are actually making a living off of their burden, which is because everybody knows like a gift is also can be a gift and a curse, so it's like a burden. So when people actually, you know, see things and hear things like in people's thoughts and things like that, and have these premonitions and then things they happen, you know, those are burdens that people have to deal with, you know what I'm saying? And you know, everybody, I don't even think we're supposed to be monetizing off of having those sorts of gifts, but people got to survive, and you're going to take that up with, you know, the God you serve. And so, you know, you just, I like, you know, I like her outside of this. I was just looking at her thinking like, wow, she looks so clean and cute, right? She looks like better now. And now she's doing astrology. So what's going on, right? They put all this, they dress her up on the confessionals and she looks so much like Dodie. It's crazy. Kristen, make sure you get really, really thin because you can, you outbeat her in by looks in the face. Like, you won. Dodie, I thought I wanted you to come back for James. Oh, you can't. I mean, for Tom, you can't. He's totally in love with Raquel. It'll never work. So you're going to have to come back and take James. But I don't think you still want James. Never mind. You're good where you are, girl. Bad as is the fucking words. Sad as fuck. So Tom's birthday looks like it consists of a lot of dudes and Billy Lee, another dude. Because I don't know that Billy had the bottom surgery, I feel like a lot of men haven't, and that's why they're still men, because moms and kids, you're a man if you have a dick. So Tom's birthday party consisted of a lot of dicks. And yeah, where's Raquel when you need her?
Tom's party is like a who's who. Like, who the are you people? Tom, you're the coolest guy on the block. Now, like.
Legit. That's what I was thinking.
I can't stay long. I was thinking, like, who the fuck are all these people? I literally just said that. A bunch of dicks. I don't even get it.
Like I was saying, who the fuck is this guy? I came to talk to Tom. If he doesn't want to talk, I mean, I'll go get
it.
Pretty bad. I didn't, you know, reach out to you.
Are you starting to, like, betraying me?
No.
Betraying you?
People never are. People are fucked up.
Before I answer that question,
it's yes or no answer.
I just want to say one thing. And this is why maybe I was, is because, you know, Kristen.
You're not going to talk about 10 years ago. I'll stop you right
10
there.
Years ago. James referred to me as, like, his best mate. And what does she do? She starts banging this guy on my bed with my condoms. That wasn't
hard. And you've got so much growing up to do still, Tom. It's sad to me.
So you want me to take accountability, but you won't?
It's embarrassing, Tom. I'm not even going to entertain what you just said.
It's very narcissistic for you to say. Thanks for something.
Yeah, I don't know. Tom is a big deflector, and we totally already know that. He's just a narcissist deflecting ass motherfucker. Yeah, Tom. So it's just kind of like, if you're mad at what somebody does like 10 years ago, you should not have been a friend to them 10 minutes after they did that shit 10 years ago. It's just like, doing things for money always bites you in the ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's something that's supposed to be about your heart,
do it because of your heart.
Like, do it for the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? But it just boils down to the fact that, like, you are still,
you want to film on the show.
You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I don't know, but then you're a man too. Because then I'm like,
bro, I don't fuck
with him. I'm not fucking filming with him. I don't want to see him.
But then you're probably like, you know what, James? So.
It's like for that, but then it's a little fishy because it's because of money that you're still sitting in the same house that you've broken with Ariana. Like, you guys are just trying to, like, save money and torture each other, and you guys are seemingly enjoying
at the same time.
It is so uncomfortable. Yeah, guys. But I want you to feel comfortable to hit the bell. Don't forget to like this video, share this video, and subscribe to the channel and the channel Princess Lightfoot. Tons of great stuff over there because I'm getting ready to finish up this little strawberry snack. And then I got to go and be a little baroque. And I'm going to wear a different wig. Yeah, so hit the link there. And I'll probably do some stuff here and here. All right, guys. Bye.